time now to take five for your community on WAMW. Take five, the service of the Legends Village on Troy Road in Washington. You'll love the living at the Legends. Angie Steiner joins us from Davies Community Hospital. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
Time for the big Kentucky Derby fundraiser. Isn't it great to have this back? We're just excited we can host this again this year.
You know, last year was different for many reasons. 2020 made all of us kind of hibernate. And we were planning to have the Derby party, hoping that, you know, this was going to be just a quick one-and-done pandemic. Unfortunately, it caused us to delay the Derby, and so we had rescheduled it for the same day in September that the actual Derby was going to be held, and then that got canceled, too. So
unbelievable.
We got a little creative last year and had an online auction, which actually turned out quite well. We were very pleased with the response and the funds that were raised. This year, we're going to actually do a hybrid event, so we're going to do both the Kentucky Derby event in person as well as the online auction.
What a deal. And it's just going to be a great, fun night. People are looking for a chance to get back out and have some fun, and here is an affair that you don't want to miss. First off, let's talk about where this money is going, because this is going to a great cause that is raised for this evening.
Yes. Every year, the DCH Foundation has had this Derby, and this is the sixth Derby. We have typically devoted all the funds to something related to oncology. So the Cancer Navigator or the Lujano Center, which is now home to our oncology services. This year, we're switching it up a little bit. We have found that, especially through the pandemic, there are a lot of women in our area who maybe got laid off or, you know, never could get enough hours to get back to work. Maybe they're underserved as far as insurance goes. So a lot of those women who find themselves pregnant may be struggling to get access to care because they don't have the money for prenatal care, which means they also don't have the education they probably need to prepare for the birth of a child. They also don't have the money to pay the hospital when they have a baby. And then they don't have the support when they go home. It might be their first child, and they're not sure why the baby's crying or how to care for the baby. We have a perinatal navigator, and that her name is Desiree Lewis, and her role through a grant that we received was to be that source for those women to help them find the care they need, the resources they need to pay for necessary items, and just be a support person for them. We know that each of those women have, through the prenatal care and the labor and delivery, et cetera, could need as much as about $4,000 to go through that entire process to deliver a healthy baby and to be a healthy mom. And so Desiree came to the foundation a few months ago and made the request if we could help with this project to make sure that women don't go without the care they need or the education. So we decided to make the Derby event all about moms and babies.
That's awesome. And again, it's going to help so many. So this is a benefit. This is a fundraiser night. The proceeds going back to that cause. And let's talk about the evening itself, because you can donate and give to this great cause and at the same time have some fun. You've got a big night planned here.
We do. It's so much fun. And people ask me what to wear. People have come in jeans and cowboy shirts. Some have come in sundresses and big floppy hats. It's really all about getting together. Some people like to dress like they're going to the actual Derby, and then that's okay, but we want everybody to come and feel comfortable. We start the evening off with a social hour, so sometimes we'll have a signature drink, and this year I believe we'll have something maybe with a little bourbon flavor to it, and some hors d'oeuvres, and then we move into the dining room where we actually watch the Derby. So leading up to the Derby, they'll be watching the horses as they're coming through and talking about the jockeys, and then we sit down, watch the actual Derby live on TV, and then we're served a beautiful dinner by the Mill House from Jasper. Once the dinner is over, we also have some people who will speak, and then shortly after that, we will have prizes for the best tie or ensemble for a guy and the best hat or fascinator for the women. Then we have a couple of other things going on related to fundraising. And then we have a DJ, and we have a DJ who's known in the area who does a great job with classic hits like you guys play, all the way up to some things that might be on the radio right now for Top 40.
The tables are filling up fast, too. You're already halfway there. Saturday, May 1st is the date. It'll be at the Edley North Chapel on Viola Avenue, Highway 57 North. It's a great facility, great place, a great event. Cost, and how do you get tickets? Because I can't stress enough, folks, these tables are filling up fast, so get on board before you miss out.
Absolutely. The tickets this year are $75 for an individual, $150 for a couple, and if you want to save a little money, you can get eight people together and get a table, and that is $500. And all of the proceeds from this event, again, go back to that perinatal navigator program at the hospital. For questions about the event or the program or to get tickets, you can call me at 812-254-8858. You can go on our website, which is www.dchosp.org, or check us out on Facebook.
You got to get there, folks. My wife and I are looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun night, Saturday, May 1st, Edley Chapel. It's the 6th Annual Kentucky Derby Fundraiser, sponsored by the Davies Community Hospital Foundation. A great night of fun, fellowship, and fundraising, and a little horse betting along the way, too. Fun wagers here and there, and great food. You got it all covered, Angie. Thank you so much. Again, can't stress enough, looking forward to it.
Thanks, Dwayne.
You got it. Take five for your community. A service at the Legends Village on Troy Road in Washington. You'll love the living at the Legends.